This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inshallah, the bruise can fill the gaps, inshallah. Bismillah, salatu wassalam ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ons dank voor Allah ta'ala voor die prachtige teachings van Islam. Allah salawat op onze geliefde Rasulullah. Daar die geliefde Rasul, wie ze hele liefde gegeet voor de dien van Islam. Daar die geliefde Rasul, wie verstaan het die struggle, dat hij op zijn eigen Mubarak lippen gezegd het, al jihad, maal die, ila qiyam sa'a. That the effort for deen, and the struggle for justice, it will continue, until the last day, when you come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That beloved Rasul of Allah, he left the honor of women, not 1 month, not 2 months, he taught in the desert of Arabia 1400 years ago the honor that Islam has given to every mother, to every sister in Islam. Subhanallah. Hence Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that afdalu nisa'i ahli al-jannah. If you want to be the best of women, then study the lives of these great women, Khadija, and that was his first wife, that she gave everything for this deen of Islam. She had lost all her property and everything for this deen of Islam. She has given up everything for this deen of Islam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that even Jibreel alayhi salam brought, today we boast about our WhatsApp, our Twitter. Jibreel brought Twitter or WhatsApp salams from Allah directly on this lady Khadija al Kubra. May Allah be pleased with her. And Rasul sallam said, of the best of women study, my own daughter was the replica of our beloved Rasulullah, that loved the father so much that after his demise, she was the only daughter left, that she could not still remain on this earth, that she lived only for about 6 months, and she passed on. But she was the replica of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then the Rasulullah said, amongst the best of women, study Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, and study also Asiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that said, oh Allah, the kingdom that my husband has, it is meaningless for me because he has not brought Allah within himself. In fact, he claimed to be Allah. He claimed to be God. Rabbi ibn li indaka baytan fil jannah wa najjini min fir'aun wa amali. Oh Allah, I rather want an abode. I want closest to you. Khiba fa baya haisi bayi fa comfort in the jannah umaymaka Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And save me of the atrocities of my husband, Fir'aun. So these were great, great ladies that our mothers and our wives and our sisters got to look up. Not today when we give our sisters and our women the best of degrees to study the highest in ha, 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 in everything of the world. But then they let go of the scarf. to let go of this calf because that fear of Allah is not within. They openly reveal themselves and their bodies and the shape of their bodies and the way they talk at these workplaces, that they sell the deen of Muhammad. And I'm talking about our wives, our sisters, our own daughters, and you and me do not have a say, because these are the ladies that will say, oh no, they're so good, kind-hearted, they bring me my monthly, they give me, they're so charitable, but at the expense that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us a great barometer, your deen comes first, covering your aura comes first, modesty, dressed modest, comes first. Can't our women today see that even the Olympics there in France, with the World Olympics, Muslim women that are partaking in these Olympics are saying, we refuse to be part of it on condition you allow us with our scarf, our headgear on. And of course, they are being targeted, but still they say, Hasbi Allah, may Allah is suffice. Can't we, as modern women, create a change? Do we wait only till we go for Hajj? Now we want to dress ourselves with the scarf? Do you know the inner beauty that Allah will put to your heart and to your life and the blessings He will bring to you when you just dress correctly to the attire in honoring these four great ladies that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam honored? That Fatima radiallahu anha herself said that my wasiya, my advice I want to give, that when I leave this world, my body shape, my shape of my body, no strange man should even know the shape of my body. Say Allahu Akbar, Bruce. And from that day onwards till today, the men honor their women without realizing when it's a tukaman, it's a woman that's going to be buried, there's got to be an extra sheet, a cloth that covers that cover so that the shape of the lady is not exposed, because in respect of the daughter of our beloved Rasulullah, they set the barometer, my dear friends, in Islam. And how quick are we, without us realizing, we sell away parts of this deen of Islam. May Allah bring back the great glory of the time that Allah Ta'ala was inspired with the Sahaba, that Allah says Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah. Mag Allah sy verstaaning gee. Women's Courage and Spirit for Islam. Read this up. An excellent book. We salute the women of Palestine, dear friends in Islam, for the struggle of resilience. And whether you are a woman in South Africa, whether you're in Europe or in Gaza or in any part of the world, you are seen, recognized, and admired for your resilience. Look at our sister Hajar alayhi salatu wassalam, the significance of her sacrifice, her perseverance, that she is the most visited lady in the world, that Allah even revealed in the Safa wal Marwa min sha'airillah, that walking Safa and Marwa is of the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that feet of hers, Allah wants everyone till Qiyamah to walk that walk of Hajar alayhi salatu wassalam and to learn what it is, a woman's resilience, my dear friends, and sacrifice and perseverance for the sake of Allah. My dear friends in Islam, when it's time to rebuild Gaza, it will be the Palestinian woman that will be in the forefront. Takbir! Allah. They have always been the initiators towards jihad, encouraging the young boys, naming them names of those that were already mujahids, jihad, that made shaheeds. Their hopes is not like ours, that they get a sticker, so he's a Muslim, or he's a haji, up in Mirgaplak. Allah is Allah honored in Gaza and Palestine. They have on their homes a shaheed. Five children of mine shaheed, two daughters are shaheed, my husband is a shaheed, my father shaheed, my grandfather shaheed. This is heroism for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As me and you are comfortably seated here, we are grateful to Allah, but we have a heart. A heart for humanity. A heart that we feel the pain that our people of Palestine are enduring right now at this moment in time. Imagine, every 2 hours a Palestinian mother dies, making Gaza one of the worst dangerous places for a mother and children to live. Imagine, just before I came to Jumu'ah, information comes, and this is reliable sources. Imagine in a makeshift tent. Picture ourselves, this is a tent. This is a woman only with girls only. The other tent is some men, elderly men only. Picture yourself, my dear friends. They have potty training stuff for a ablution facility. Very, very little. Not even much water to survive, or not even much meagre of food, my dear friends in Islam. But the way you sit innocently here and listen to the dhikrullah of Quran, but of you relax. Boom. They are not wanting to fight. They don't want war. The whole tent is bloodied. Blood spat. Scree. I have to mention it to us that we have a heart. These have to be spoken about, my dear friends, in Islam. But that whole tent is in Jannat. That whole tent, lives is up, and their lives is in Jannah, Shuhada, my dear friends in Islam. But what did they do? What is their cry? I want you to reflect, food for thought. But let's page back. The resilience of women, 1987, the first Intifada uprising. We as South Africa, we understand what is the uprising. We know back in the 70s, we know back in the 80s, we don't need no education. And we still, whatever slogans there were, because we wanted fairness and justice and blah, 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 blah. But these people, my dear friends, 1987, the first Intifada, the uprising, Palestinian woman with a cornerstone. When the men were arrested, when the men were imprisoned, or when the men was killed, it was the Palestinian woman who stepped in and formed the backbone of the uprising. And in every city in Palestine, women, they organized at the grassroots levels. They formed a women's committee disguised as a homemaking group. Disguised as a homemaking group. Publicly, they called for knitting, for cooking, for sewing classes. But secretly, they were planning the Intifada, the uprise. And it is these women who spearheaded the mass boycott against Israel. We salute them today, my dear friends, in Islam. They farmed backyard gardens. They learned to grow their own food. When Israel shut down Palestinian schools and universities, it is these Palestinian women that organized, that taught in the basements and in the abandoned buildings. They taught themselves medicines and setting up of emergency care to the injured Murabitun. Till this very day, the structure at Masjid al-Aqsa, you see it as a picture on TV live, there's a masjid. But right in the masjid, in the adjacent corner, there's a massive hospital, emergency unit for the Murabitun, for those kids. When suddenly, you see, they're packing all bricks here, they're cupping it in the masjid into stones, and they're covering themselves like that. And only their eyes, you can see, only their eyes. But there's only clipper, it's only, and then, as Allah, Nadi Wakfan Jumu'ah, Allah Viti Dang Khatarak, and Allah Fatah Klapa, Bismillahu Akbar, and Allah Khoi me Bruce, and Allah Khoi me Klapa, Madvata Iman, and May and Yo Mind, Daishman at the club. But an Allah, the Kudrat van Allah, wat Allah Khlu, that eventually Vadak, Daishiala Kanachis, wat opgetel at the club of a Yara. Vandag gebruik hulle daar die jasin bomme, en hulle die courage, en hulle die woema, en hulle hart loop dit aan, hy tank, en hulle gooi Allahu Akbar, en hy tank, boef net, maar Allah gee alle sterkte vir die mujahideen, geliefde broers. When Israel outlawed the Palestinian flags, it was these mujahideen women that knit, and they made their own homemade flags to fly at demonstrations. When Palestinian women were under house arrest, it was this very woman that baked homemade bread, and they placed inside the bread, listen well, they placed inside these bread communiques in each loaf which distributed across the villages and towns and refugee camps. This is the way they would pass on information. Where's the meeting place? Waar die in die ghettos geliefde broers in Islam? When these women meet together at Aqsa on the Jumu'ah, if they get in, they sit in their halakats and their discussions is not our discussions. Hulle dit tyd vir Sivan Dalani, hulle dit tyd vir Golden the Beautifully, hulle dit tyd vir series wat Urtogali, hulle praat die real ding, my geliefde broers. Mag Allah vir my en vir die verstaaning. So today the khutbah is to honor the memories of those female martyrs in Gaza. 10,000 of them. 10,000 from October till now, 10,000. And every martyr had a story, had a family, had dreams and details that were destroyed by the brutality practiced by the occupation against women, children and civilians. Do you know the first female member of Hamas on the political bureau was Jamila Ashanti, and she was martyred also by Israeli aircraft bomb. Do you see how the cowards operate, my bros? As your back te groot is, and te sterk is, and you mobilize the mense, hulle sal vir jou vang, maar hulle sal vir jou maak into a pot acne, my bros. Om te wees vir die rest, be mute, then you cute, geliefde broers. Maar nee, die resilience van die mujahideen, mans en vrouwens, be roh, be dam, nafdika ya aqsa, be roh, be dam, nafdika ya aqsa. When they said that, my brothers, hulle bloed wat warm, broers, hulle is reg vir a mission, mag Allah vir my en vir die verstaaning gee. While the world is asleep, who has put the world to sleep? Listen well, my dear friends in Islam. Me and you and the entire ummah has been like anesthetic. When you're going under a major operation, they give you a slow dose. You can see, but you can't see. So yes, and another vibe. Now they can do to you what they want to. Music is playing, they're cutting you open, they're taking out this, Jason. They must give you more, they give you more to sleep. Do you know how the Ummah has gone to sleep? From the end of the Khilafah, they gave us a slow dose of poison in the name of television. In the name of movies, and they kept us just there. And every movie they made was to zombatize us. That face the reality on your very phone. You don't want to know what's happening in Gaza. You rather to relax your mind and to cool down, you will watch a movie just to, for the name of entertainment, and just to relax yourself and just go sleep yourself back to work. It's a nice dose just to give you comfort. Not just me and you, the entire world, my dear friends. But what's happened to humanity is taken hostage through bad, filthy politics. There's no more good politics, whether it is this country or right through Africa or in every country. You show me a country where there is really pure politics. Hence, humanity is taken hostage through bad politics. What has become of humanity, my dear friends and sisters? You can't feed the poor. I'm talking about the United States of America. When you look at these video clips, how these women and children and youth alike, they are walking like zombies. Zombies, they are walking around. And they're doing things that is unheard of. Not even the animal does that. They have gone so low just for a fix to feel nice. But America has failed with solutions for its people. It's a troubled nation. They look nice on the movies, but out of the movies, they are a troubled nation, save a few. Mag Allah se verstaan. And yet these are the very celebs that we want to hawk like them. Our wives want to dress like them. You must have a pin with their names on, a bag with their names on, a tag of anything to imitate this Yahud. This is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned the ummah. You're going to fall so low in the eyes of Allah when you're going to follow the Yahud inch by inch. My Bruce, the Yahud got us by our balls. Why? Because we gave a deaf ear to the words of our beloved Rasulullah. And we follow them in everything. To that extent that Rasulullah said, if you go to a lizard's hole, the Muslim goes so low, and what gaat een kik, en wat gaat de slang doen met jou, my broers? Daar is die slang gecontrole. Die Arab world. Dat die Arab world allow for die American mensen met bombs, wat gaat val op Muslim umma, allow hulle om te wees a safe haven op die Arab lande. Koe, blind het ons geraak. Koet ons verkoop die umma van onze geliefde Rasulullah. Wat gaat hulle antwoord, Yawm al-Qiyamah? Vervloek is hulle, hulle is worse as een Yahud. Sellouts munafikoon. Mag Allah voor ons maaf gee. And my dear friends in Islam, what's happened to humanity? You can't buy food for the poor in America, but you can send overnight ships. You can send overnight bombs. Moorse bombs wat in die miljoene rande gaat. Om wat te maak, my broers? To fund wars in all war-torn countries. Weet hulle wat het die American movies gaan maak? Hulle het geslijs elke Arab land. Daar is niks meer van Arab landen nie, broers. Geef me gewoon namen gauw. Van die hoos wat nou aangegaat het. Van die 80's. Geef me gewoon namen, man. Kuwait. Afghanistan, geef me nog namen, Razo. Irak. Maak babbel, mijn broers, man. Nee, wat is het? Irak. There's no more Iraq. There's no more Iraq. Then they bring in between the boogeyman. And who's the boogeyman? ISIS. No Muslim that's got, it's truly a Muslim is ISIS. Who is ISIS? Huh? Is ISIS is the creation of Israel themselves. Like they make Bollywood movies, they make these movies. And I warn you, big men, I warn you, children, stop sitting by those stuff you put in your ears and your eyes and you are shooting games. Boo, boo. There's a boogeyman. Boo, boo, boo. My dear friends, you might be shooting your own mujahideen. Mag Allah for ons maaf gee. In the name of entertainment. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you want to shoot, don't shoot imitated stuff, man. Rasulullah said, first learn wrestling, combat training, and learn archery. And the Nabi said, once you learn it, never give it up. Never ever, you got to know the enemy, and you know you got to aim properly to the enemy. We can go on that. But sadaqa Rasulullah. But coming back, my dear friends, starvation is being used. Not starvation, they say, intentional starvation is being used as a weapon in Gaza. Ya Allah, where have you ever seen that mankind has not got a heart for man? No matter what man is, read the Bible. The Bible says, your fellow human being, the tree must be watered. The cat must get its water, feed animals. But do you know what? They give more the rights of an animal than that of a human being in Gaza. So low man has stooped that 17,000 children to date are torn from their parents. They haven't, they don't know. These children don't know if their parents are still living or not living. And these children are wandering about. They are orphaned in makeshift tents. Can there be any greater evil than massacring starving people, collecting food for survival? This Zionism, my dear friends, is a murderous, satanic death cult. These Israelis, they try to dehumanize the Palestinians, but they are only dehumanizing themselves. At this moment in time, they are suffering. They have so much of fears. The airport is empty there in Israel. There is fears, they are surviving in bunkers. They put to the world a makeshift. They move our minds towards Europe and create something there. Just the mind shift to get our minds away and say, Muslims are doing it. This is the game they are playing, my dear friends. But Islam, the people are reading the lines and they're coming to realize that the boogeyman is not Islam, but their own people. Mag Allah die verstaan gee. The resistance keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger while the enemy is getting more desperate, that their downfall is inevitable. Down, down with Israel. Down, down with Israel. And soon near victory for our people of Palestine. My dear friends in Islam, thousands of them, many starved and tortured, and they are prisoners for what? Our Palestinian brothers and sisters are prisoners for what? They are prisoned for what? For being Palestinians on their own land. Imagine a mother who brought up a son with love and affection, and she didn't recognize him because the amount of torture that he went through, and he was away for 2, 3, 4 years. When suddenly the mother hears the news that your son is now released, he doesn't know why he went into prison for fall. They tortured him, that the mother's looking, where's my son? And the arm, oh, it's time now, my son's a vegetable, look, I can't look at it. What a condition, what do they with a mother and their family? And what do they with the Palestinian Mechalista Bruce? But hasbunallah, what sacrifices they are going through, unheard of in our times. But this is the wheel is turning, my dear friends. Wafa Jarar, 50 years of old age, lady, amongst the martyrs and prisoners because of medical negligence in the Israeli jail. She lost her legs. She lost her legs. And she died as a martyr. And she also was a symbol of steadfastness and sacrifice. Our Palestinian women, my dear friends in Islam, they face bereavement, imprisonment, torture, and daily attacks. But still they keep strong. How many of those elderly ladies, they are thrown like that into the streets? It could be my mother or your grandmother. But still the very next day, they will walk with hasbunallah. They want to make Salah in Masjidul Aqsa. This is Ardul Anbiya. This is our land and our forefathers' land. They will go the next day and the next day. My dear friends in Islam, that is the true spirit of these people. Long live our Mujahideen. Takbir. The Electric Intifada, Electronic Intifada reports. Picture this live scene. Israeli warplanes. This is in the week. It dropped 5 2,000-pound bombs on a safe zone that killed people displaced in Gaza. This innocent little... It's a normal routine every day to go to the place of food and to get a ration of, let's say, lentils. And she got for another aunt also, the mummy's waiting for her. And she got the lentils with a smile. That bombs dropped onto that tent. The mother heard, boo, 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 boo. These Mursa bombs, boos. The mama come and the mama heilal. And the mama identify the pata van haar lichaam and the mama sit it tasama in a carrier bag. Because the mama will honor a human life. The mama try my fingers, alles by mekaar te sit. Imagine die condition van the mama. And the mama fat die. And the mama loop na the other tent. And the mama gaat maak a way dat die kind begraven word met dignity, my geliefde broers. That is humanity. That's the spirit of humanity, my broers in Islam. Mag Allah sy verstaan en gee. Massive explosion to find the daughter's body parts broken. But these are mothers and fathers. We saw pictures. No matter what happens to these mujahideen, young and old, you look at their faces. They have a smile and they say, La ilaha illallah. Their parents, when they are questioned, ask, what do you got to say? They say, Alhamdulillah. Wordy word, my brothers, us would live on Allah. Their first words, they don't complain, they say, Alhamdulillah. The next thing they are told and reminded, Wa inna ila rabbika ruja'a. Our return is to Allah. We come from Allah. They say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Hasbi Allah, Allah suffice. Hasbi Allah. I came across a hadith where Rasul Sallallahu says that Allah addresses the malaika and says, Allah's got full knowledge. Allah saying, oh my angels, what did that family member say? When the delight of her heart was taken away, like what's happening right now, the angels say, that mother with a resiliency accepted, she said, Alhamdulillah, praises to my Allah. And he said, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah Ta'ala tells the malaika that grant that mother that patience that she has, grant her a special palace in Jannah, where she's going to reunite with their children. And that palace name is called Baytul Hamd, the palace, the abode of gratitude to Allah and pleased on all conditions. This is the spirit that the world are opening their eyes to think, what kind of faith has these people got? That they still say, oh Allah, whatever condition you put us through, Alhamdulillah. Make no mistake, dear Medza, Allah's up a last dribble for survival. There's not a three-course meal. But they are saying, Hasbunallah, victory is near. Victory is near, my dear friends. They are not giving up because they know the power of Alhamdulillah. My beloved brothers and sisters, listen to this French doctor. We salute him, Khalid. He testifies that picture the scenario, one in a million of all the atrocities that's happening there. Shifa Hospital, one of the last hospitals for survival. And you must know how that hospital looks. Makeshift of everything, survival. That in this hospital, this doctor's relating, we are busy here, four ladies that's pregnant, checking their pressure, checking this and this and that. when suddenly a bomb dropped onto Shifa's hospital. Imagine, picture it. No lead, I lichame van my mamas, alles allemaal dood. Shuhada. But this doctor is fighting for survival. I slay up om die kinders uit te haal. Alhamdulillah, every child survived. But the very next, let me call it less than an hour later, come Israeli snipers in, and they take those children, and this doctor reports, the very next day, we found all those children martyred also. Allah says, what did they do? Just because they have iman in Allah. Just because of the kalima, la ilaha. So powerful as dari kalima, that the enemies will destroy dari kalima. But Allah shall nooit can destroy the kalima. The kalima gaat Allah weer hoogbring van Aqsa, my brothers and sisters in Islam. A Palestinian mother of resilience in Gaza camp says, to her kind, found herself in the brutal way of killing and massacring, the genocide. The mama said, Alhamdulillah. And she was interviewed on the World Arab Channel. And she said, Allah knows the affairs we are in. Allah is well aware of what has happened to us in Gaza. But there is a bigger secret and purpose behind this test. Not even the mountains can bear what we are going through. Imagine. And they say, Rabbana afrigh alayna sabara. Oh Allah, pour in our hearts that real patience. Wathabbit aqdamana, and keep us still firm our feet. Wansurna ala alqawmil kafirin, and help us against the enemies, al-mujrimin, al-dhalimin, help us against the Zionist entity. These are the most brave and patient people in the world. The most sincere and brave people to fight falsehood face to face. Imagine women in a war zone, minimal food supplies, basically no living facilities, yet they increase in the Quran, they increase in dhikrullah, some of them are fasting, many of them have stones tied to their bellies, my dear friends in Islam, for survival. That just 2 weeks ago, 6 Gaza girls recited the entire Quran from memory in one sitting. This is to be admired. Alat khalanja di Quran. That in the barakah of the Quran would Allah give victory. Says pa alat khalanja di Quran that ana vrouws pa alat geluister het. And alat bacaan van the Easter cover to the last cover out of memory. Real diamonds of Islam, my dear friends, with such unbreakable spirit. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, Abu Qasam, he writes, how great is Gaza that Allah chose them to be the divider between good and evil, truth and falsehood. How great is Gaza that nearly every household has a hafiz of Quran and a martyr shaheed. How great is Gaza that leaders live the same lifestyle as. How great is Gaza that after so many years of isolation and blockade, they are still standing and carrying the honor of the entire Ummah on their shoulders. How great is Gaza that Allah united the entire Ummah under their cause and struggle. How great is Gaza that Allah made them a sign for the Ummah that victory is promised to us and victory is very, very near. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ayyid al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur. Man nasara deena Muhammad. Oh Allah, help and assist all those that will uplift and help the deen of Muhammad, waja'alna minhum, include us also. We salute also our women of South Africa. Our Muslim women of South Africa, make no mistake, they are also in the ribat for Palestine. They fast on the Thursdays. They mobilize in their meetings. They have structures. They wear the attire of Palestine. They conscientize their daughters about Palestine. And they make awareness programs wherever they find themselves. We salute them. We salute amongst us our brothers. That generally when the cause is made, that there is for you to give. There's a need. They scratch into their pockets because they know, shukr ya Allah, our brothers are more in need than Gaza, than any other part in the world. Let us put in the debit order monthly, that this go, whether it's in the form of bread, flour, rice, cooking oil, clothing, blankets, burqas, you name it. You give for a worthy cause. It is as if you become part of that victory for the liberation of Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Wa ma tawfiq illa billah. Maak dua. Dat Allah ta'ala gee shifa. Voor allemaal die wat ziek is in onze gemeente. Die wat al verlaten die dunia als een doodle kuboer. Majidu Sabr, alhamdulillah, next week we'll be having the world of doctors of all fears. Every part of the body, you're free of charge, coming next week, Saturday. So you have to be here already 9 a.m., first come, first served. From 11, the doctors will start commencing op alle aspects, kop tot toon, whatever that is. Say, kom daar zo, en mag Allah veel verlichting gee, en mag Allah veel shifa gee. En dat is wat die gemeente, whether it's a Muslim is or non-Muslim is, even as je hondtoek ziek is, bring je hond of je peetoek. Maar die mensen is hier toe, bring alles. Because I love it, alles wat mal is, is hier in die paak goed gerust, de broers in de islam. Nonetheless, also, alhamdulillah, we have an annual, yearly eat and treat. Now, I see a lot of new faces here. And I see some holiday makers also. And some of you come from countries where you got mega bucks. Say, alhamdulillah. But now, my brah, you're going to go back. You came for vacation. Just do me a favor, man. Just do me a favor and I make a dua for you, my bro. That Allah must give long souls in your liver. Say, amen. That outside there's a man who looks like Bud Spencer. His name is Wani. You know, he's sitting there at the bench, eh? A humble fellow. But just go to Wani and say, Wani, fast I tickets, man. Even if you're not here, you're going to go back to Chicago, wherever you come from. But you make it near that for the good and the well-being of Parkwood Estate. This is a humble community. You know, that's why I call Majid Sabar or Sabar Ma to the Kabar. Was that there? Ma, alhamdulillah, things are happening here. If you're blind, then you're really blind. But you go there upstairs and you go see. You can see there's things happening, alhamdulillah. So my dear friends, this is for the future of the Ummah of our beloved Rasulullah. This is all structures for deen. May Allah let it go from strength to strength. Our committee brothers, the women themselves, also in the ribat. They sit hours in the cold and they discuss how to give a mal, eat and treat. And that is Friday, the 13th of September. It's going to be the 13th of September, my dear friends, on a Friday night. But it's going to, that gaat roek, my broers. That any brandwees, if you can't make it there, you support generously. You say, okay, how much is the ticket? I buy 5. Or I buy a table, a dignitary table, you know. And I make niyat that this is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever of the poor, the elderly that would love to come, they can't afford. Mullah, you know who the names are? You let them come. Yeah, I make isali sawab. I make isali sawab for my parents, that is marhumin. I make isali sawab for myself, inshallah, for this community. That Allah ta'ala let go from strength to strength. Make niyat, my bro. What wakker, man? What wakker, my bros? No matter as ik half a ticket kan vat. Of je vat 2 tickets, of je vat 3 tickets, of 5 tickets. Laat die ding ruk. Want zo'n beetje elke dag gaat beggen. Als nog tickets, als je tickets. Maak die ding zomaar ruk, mijn broers. Because it's for a worthy cause. Wa ma tawfiq illa billah.
Ya Mustafa kullu shayni. Mustafa.